Yom Da'akecha, Peivav, Vekis, Ois Dalet. Kol Yehudi Yeshev Shars Lihidabik Ba'Hashem Yisboach. Vekis is for each and every one of us. Begin to enter into the world of Vekis. It's a mitzvah deraisa. That's what you learn. We're learning. It's that not only is it a mitzvah deraisa, but it's the tachlis of our Avodas Hashem to become Dovuk Tashem. Therefore, it's for everybody. It's for all of us. Every single Jewish man and a woman to be Dovuk Tashem. So let's learn Ois Dalet. V'chol Yehudi, Sarach Lahamin V'Ladaz, She'odam Yochel Hagil Madregis Hagoshes Elokus. Everyone has to believe and everybody has to know that he can reach a Madrega of feeling Elokus, Hagoshes Elokus, having a sense of godliness of Elokus. Lahamin She'esh Metzius, Shall chayim bedveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach, and never to give up to believe that there is such a Metzias, that I can also live such a life of dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach, and I could eat, I could spend time with my family, I could have a hobby, but I can live a life of dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach. V'she'ev shalonu l'sa'aneg al hasagas elokus, and that one can live a life with this tremendous tanuk, this tremendous pleasure. Lis aneg l'asagas elokus. V'lichyos es yichudo, b'chius u'ba'oneg u'bedveikus. And to live in this yichud, this relationship, this connection to Hashem, in a way that's filled with chius, that's filled with vitality, with life. Einig and Vegas. Vim omnam shonim madrega namucha. And of course it is true that we are presently, for the most part, on a lower madrega. Ubechitzanius ain on a ruuyim. And the way things look in Chitzanius, on the outside, we don't appear to be worthy of these madregas, such madregas of dveikus. V'yesh lanu avaydus, and how could you be dovuk? How could there be dveikus if we know that we're filled with all kinds of avaydus? And the svarim say that the same way if you want to glue two pieces of wood together, if there's schmutz on, or if you want anything together, if there's schmutz, if it's dirty, so then it doesn't stick, it doesn't go. You have to put your sticker on the window. It says, make sure to clean the window. If there's something there, it's dirty, it's not going to stick. So dveikus means devek. It means sticking, connecting to Hashem. So the feeling that we have is that, how could I stick to Hashem if I got stuff, this stuff? I'm not clean. I'm not clean. So if I'm not clean, then the devek, the glue, doesn't. So how am I able to be dovek to Hashem?
Hashem is super glue.
Super glue. There is such a thing as super glue.
Hashem is super glue.
Hashem is right. You say it works even if there's some stuff. That's good, Marshall. Chitzanis hen nevoim v'yesh lanu avonos v'chein adayin l'zachin l'nevuah amitis. Moshe, of course, is right that Hashem is super glue. It's a super magnet, super glue, whatever. It's super strong. But sof kol sof, there is a maneir in the meantime to achieving the highest levels of nevuah, even though we've spoken about them, we've seen that the tzaddikim, even in our generation or previous, early, right, but recent generations, it's clear from their writings that they were seeking to reach madregas of nevuah, but it seems to be unattainable at this time. Mikom hakom kol Yehudi yochol lizkos lihidabik b'Hashem. Nevuah is the ultimate level of dveikus, prophecy, but there are madregas of dveikus, and every Jew can reach a madrega of dveikus. Lefi Erko, according to his madrega, b'chol madrego matzav. Even with one's averas and with all of the chesrinas and all of the manias, the mitzvah is a mitzvah tmidis. It's a mitzvah nitzchis. It's a mitzvah that's forever from the beginning. From the time we receive the Torah and forever. is a mitzvah of uvo sidbak, ledovka bo, atmadvekim. Umi shechayshev shahayom ein efsharz shetil adam shayches emashchina v'melakos. Anybody who thinks that now it's impossible for a person to have a connection, a relationship with the Shechina and with Elokus, zu ta'us nora. This is a horrible mistake, a terrible mistake. K'rei zu tachlis kol avodas Hashem's bar. How could it be that we can't have a connection to the Shechina, to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the tachlis of all of Yiddishkeit. That's what this is all about. And not just what we were told. No, you are connected. It's just the fact that you don't feel anything like that, or you don't sense it. That's just how it is. That's how it is. That wouldn't work for any other relationship. It certainly doesn't work for Dveikus. Try telling that to your children. The fact that I have no connection, the fact that you don't feel any relationship to me, you don't feel that I have anything to do with you, you don't feel that we're connected. The Metzius is that we are connected. That's not how it is. Dveikus means that there's a hargosha of connection. There's a feeling of a relationship. So how could it be that we wouldn't have anything? There's no such feeling. I am Hashem, I haven't changed. I haven't changed. It's still me, and it's still you, and this is the tachlis of together forever. Therefore, instead of writing it off as something which is impossible, or just accepting some explanation of it, well, it doesn't really mean a connection to Hashem, it just means to have a relationship with Talmid Chacham and so on, which is, of course, some level of Dveikus, but to assume that that's the end of it. So a person instead has to try to think, Why can't I have? Why is it? What's the reason that I'm not able to have this Orhat Vegas? I've read stories about tzaddikim and heard about this. So why shouldn't I have the Orhat Vegas? V'noam ha'or ha'alyon, who was zeicha to live with this light of Dveikus. Look at Kuchav Dalad. V'tzarech lizor shalei yikonis tanovah shel sheker. And you know, this form warned us a lot about false humility. Lachshav shu en yochel ha'gilim ha'dveikus v'dveikus v'asogis ha'lukuz, to think that, I'm not such a person. I can't do that. Every Jew could. It's not because we can't, it's because we're afraid that it seems to require, in order to reach Dveikus, it seems to require being a tzaddik. And I admire tzaddikim, I love tzaddikim, but I'm no tzaddik and I don't want to live like that. You know, it's not. It looks like being a tzaddik means that I have to deprive myself of all kinds of things of this world. I guess it would mean giving up, like, you know, my Super Bowl tickets or something. And I can't live that way. I'm not that kind of person. All of these things that I first have to work on, just being a decent person, trying to fulfill the basic mitzvahs. And so all of these are svaras that come from this place of a nevushal sheker, of a humility that's not kedusha, coming from the side of holiness. Lachshav shu eni yochel agil madregis madregis vedvegis vasagis lakus. A person has to have emuna. That he's also able to. Look, when it was the time of Hanukkah, it was a terrible, terrible tum in the Beis HaMikdash. Yevanim nikbetsu alai as Avi Mechashmanim, Lefartzu Chaimis Magdala v'timukal Hashmanim. We were in a very, very, very low place, a very low state at that time of Hanukkah. It seems that wasn't just a small minority, but a significant minority, or even a majority of the Jewish people at the time were very, very far from Yiddishkeit. Very far from Yiddishkeit. No shaychus to anything in Kedusha. And the avoid of the Hashem Anoyim of Mila Hashem Elai was lechapes or lechapes, was not to stop, but to continue looking for that jar of oil. To look for that which was pure. To look for that which was still pure and holy. Even though everybody knows that according to Halacha, we didn't have to look for that Kedusha. We didn't have to look for any pure oil because of the din of Tumah Hudra B'Tzibur. Under the circumstances, everything was Tameh. We would be allowed to light the menorah with oil that was not pure. We didn't have to have such a madrega davka that it should be pure oil. It didn't have to be pure oil. We didn't have to have such a madrega. And you could say that that's a madrega for tzaddikim, to light the menorah with oil that is pure. But who are we? We're a bunch of mesyavnim. We're a bunch of Hellenists, and we're far, far from Kedusha. So who are we to? Why would we ever have the schus to light the menorah with shemen tar, with pure oil? So there's a din, there's a halacha that tumah hutra b'tzibur. So we can light the menorah the way that it is. It's with all the tumah. But they were looking, and they were Jews that were looking and looking and looking. They didn't stop looking, and they found. They found a little jar of oil with shemen tar. That means that you could be in a matziv, in a state that is filled with tumah and churban and devastation and ugliness and all kinds of crazy stuff, and you continue to search for something that's pure in your life. You continue to search for a madrega of dveikus b'Hashem. And adrabba, that will help to pull you up from where you are. Because once they found that, they realized that Hashem hadn't given up on them. That Hashem preserved that for them, to show them that, what do you mean it's not for you? Of course it's for you. Of course it's for you. I created you with such a capacity for dveikus, for kedusha. You think that you can't, so that's why everything is tamei. But I'm showing you that there's a jar of oil that's pure, because inside of you there's also a jar of oil that's pure, and you can't give up on that. You have to find it. You keep on looking. You see, you looked for it, you found it. Instead of saying I can't, it's not for me. I'll rely upon the halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Tumah, I can light the menorah without pure oil. I can light the menorah with any oil. Hashem says no. I don't want you to settle like that. I want you to light the menorah in a way that's lechatchila. Because sometimes a person can think, you know, you're doing a mitzvah or you're preparing the menorah and you want it, and you're looking. You got the new bayam dakecha on Hanukkah, right? And thanks to David Lawrence, you got the new bayam dakecha on Hanukkah, and you're looking and you're learning this a little bit erev Hanukkah, Shabbos to learn. You're learning the kavanas of the menorah, and you think to yourself, Kavanas, all these kavanas, I try to see if I can get it going, you know. I have kavanas, halavai, I should just say the brachas and a couple of kibbutz chtilim, and I'm happy. I'm not shayach to any of these things. And it's not shayach to these things. It's not true. It's funny how you don't find such a thing in Gashmis usually, you know. You don't find that a person says, why should I have a nice house? Why should I have nice clothing? Why should I have an... Why should I be zeichet to make such a nice living? There, everybody's looking for a pach shaman. Everybody's looking for a pot of gold. When it comes to gashmius, nobody says, I'm not worthy of making a lot of money. I'm not worthy of having a nice house. Ever heard such a thing? You ever hear such a thing that somebody wins the lottery and he says, no, it's not for me? Never heard of that. People are going day in, day out, trying to make a lot of money, and nobody thinks, who am I? I should settle. I should live in some little broken down apartment somewhere and find a minion and be happy, and then I'm there, and that's it. I'm done. I don't see such a thing. People feel that they're worthy to have nice things. So why is it in Gashmis they don't stop looking? When it comes to Ruchnius, people are satisfied. It's not a bad question. Why is it in Gashmis people are... Where's all the humility when it comes to Gashmis? You see such humility in our Jewish neighborhoods when it comes to Gashmis? I don't see such humility. Used to be there was a lot of humility like that, but I don't see such humility. People seem to want to have good things. And I don't blame them, because in time they should have... Every Jew should have... Only all good things, but nobody's... You don't see too many people saying, nah, a second car? A person like me doesn't deserve a second car. We'll manage with one. You're on their third and fourth car. Every kid gets a car. Well, every kid who has a license, hopefully, gets a car. The other ones just steal it. So, why should I deserve to have another car? A person like myself, I'm filled with aveiros. My bidus are terrible. I'm a baal lashon hara. You feel like that when you call up to get another car, a baal aveira like me, and then when you get into the car the first time, such a good smell of a new car. It's a nice car. Such a person with bad midas like me, and I do all kinds of aveiros. Such a person like me should have such a schia to drive such a nice car. But when it comes to levels in ruchnias, I'm not worthy of this. It's all anavish al shaker. It's all shaker. It's all a way of getting out of something.
Having a new car doesn't require change.
Right. That's why I say it's a way of getting out of something. It doesn't require anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's not mechayiv. It's not a mechayiv. So I have another house, another car, another vacation, another this. It's not mechayiv anything.
It's interesting. A generation ago, that's not the way it was. People live with another
city. You go to old Jewish neighbors. People lived in brownstones, and they had more money than and they lived in a way of pshitas and tamimas in such a way. Again, okay, but say to this. So thank God things are going well. People have more than they had before, but they don't. They don't seem to feel like this is not coming to us. It's coming to us. Why? Why is it coming to us? But when it comes to ruchnias, when Hashem reaches out to you with more ruchnias, you say, no, I couldn't. So really, it's not for me. That's what it means. Anivus Hashaker. So it says on the bottom of the note, on the right side there, Pezayin. You could also find a pak shaman, a jar of oil, of pure oil. It's not just meant for a couple of chashmonayim. Lizor lo lomar ein ze shayach elai. And not to say it's not shayach to me. Ein ze shayach elai. Any role, I'm not worthy. Oni balaveir, I'm a balaveir. Okay, it's true. Even if you're a balaveira, the truth is, if you want to say you don't have any shaykhis to anything, why don't you say you don't have any shaykhis to aveiras? That would be a better choice. That a Jew like myself really shouldn't be doing any aveiras. On a deeper level, to say, in the pnimius of who I am, of course there's no aveiras. In the pnimius, in the inner essence, of who I am, I'm pure and holy like that jar of oil. And therefore, aveiros are not shayach to me. So it's an interesting thing also, no? that when Aveira comes a person's way, the person doesn't say, no, I'm not worthy of such a geshmak Aveira. I'm not worthy of such a geshmak Aveira. A person like me doesn't deserve such an Aveira like this. I'll have a smaller Aveira. A big Aveira like this with such a geshmak, not for somebody like me. I'm a nobody, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. I only deserve small Aveiras, not big Aveiras. Just find such humility by people that I to say that it's not coming to me such an Aveira. Because we look at ourselves as Baal Aveiras, not as Tzaddikim. So you think that an Aveira is coming to you and that Dveikus is not coming. That's how we think. I'm a Baal Aveiras, I'm not a Tzaddik. So since I'm a Baal Aveiras, that's what Baal Aveiras do. They do Aveiras. I'm not a Tzaddik, so I'm not shaykh to these things of Tzidkus. I'm not such a person that could achieve such things. But the truth of the matter is that a Jew by his nature really has no connection to evil. There's no connection to Ra. His entire being is connected to holiness. And therefore there's nothing that's more custom designed for a Jew than holiness. There's nothing that's more befitting a Jew than the madregas of holiness, of dveikus, of mitzvahs. You know, the comment that a person would make, something to the effect of, you know, I don't have to get such a fancy esrog. For a person like myself, a simple esrog will suffice. But when it comes to an aveira, he wants to have a mahadrin for an aveira, right? It has to have. When it comes to an aveira, then he wants to have a mahadrin aveira to have, because he thinks that for a person like myself, I deserve to have a big aveira. And a person like myself, when it comes to an esrog, so he tells the guy that sells the esrogim, first he goes through the whole, you know, these people out there have to go through a thing, who ever heard of such a thing? And in my time, esrogim were for $10, and what kind of gzeilah is this, what kind of gneiv? He only gets into these things when it comes to mitzvahs. When it comes to aveiros, I'll take it. He never says, who ever charged like that for an aveir? You ever hear such a thing? When I was a kid, a movie was $1.50. Now you'd have to pay for it. I don't know what this. But when I was a kid, if to do an aveira like this, it was $1.50. It was $2, and now you're taking from me $20. Make a whole to do about dvarim shebekedusha, but the same person will go out and have dinner with his wife for $200-$300 like it's nothing. We'll sit down and have dinner. One of the chevres sent me, you know, these things, they come, sent me a thing for Thanksgiving. I don't know until exactly, it was in Yiddish, the thing. It said that a piece of turkey is not for a Jew. And it had a picture of one of the pictures, like from the Jewish magazines of, you know, the steaks, those big steaks. And he said, this is for a Jew, this is... Turkey? It was like making fun. Turkeys? That's like... And it shows like a Jewish steak, one of the kosher steaks. Those Hasidic steaks in the magazines, you know. So it's an interesting thing. $250, $300 for a piece of food? But the same guy goes in to get an esrog and he says, no, chutzpah, an esrog for $60, who ever heard of such a thing? I used to pay $10, I would go to the Lower East Side, Arab Sukkahs, I got an esrog for $3. And besides, for a person like myself, it's enough to have a basic esrog. Just give me one that's kosher. When it comes to an aveir, it doesn't say, just give me any aveir. He says, no, when it comes to an aveir, he wants to have a mahadrin. Should be the nicest aveir, a beautiful aveir. The most enjoyable aveira, not the most enjoyable esrog, not the most enjoyable sukkah, not the most beautiful davening, not the most beautiful Shabbos, because a person like myself can have a poshet to Shabbos, have a simple Shabbos. It's enough that I washed. I said kiddush. I washed. I said half asleep. I'm a mechuber. I'm done. You bench and finish. But when it comes to other things, no, he wants to have nicest vacation, nicest car, the most expensive restaurants. There he's not mevater on madregas. There he's a big bal madregas. And there he doesn't have tainas. Because he thinks that when it comes to gashmi, it's kum to me, it's coming to me. But when it comes to mitzvahs, it's not coming to me. That's what he thinks. And that's it. That's not true. So I can't, in learning, I'm not part of that world, you know, I can't do that. People are doing have all these limudim, that's not for a person like myself. But this is all on Nava Shoshaka. This is a humility that's terribly self-destructive. You're confused. It's the story of Rabbi Nachman of mixing up the exchange children, the Ben Melech and the Ben Shifra. You mixed up the prince and the pauper. You mixed up. You got mixed up. You think that you're a pauper when you're a prince, and a prince knows that that's coming to him. What's coming to him? Malchus, royalty is coming to him. That's what's coming to him. And royalty doesn't mean a $200 steak. That's for a fresher. Royalty means a $200 esrig. That's what it means, royalty. A $200 esrig. Not a $200 steak. But we have a mixed up of who we are. We don't know who we are. For lunch, we got lost. Okay, person, we all do averas. But that's not who we really are. We're not Be'etzah, we're not really Bali Averis. We're not people that are bad, Chas v'Shalom. We made the Rakyasa Tshuva, Krayagir. If we would do Tshuva, we'd try to be better. Try to be who we're supposed to be. Back on top of the left side, after Kuchvadal. Kibavadai, certainly. Kol Yehudi Yochel Lehagia L'Dveikus. Every Jew can and must make an effort to reach Dveikus. The Fi Erko. It doesn't mean he's going to be a Chavetz Chaim, or he has to be a Chassam Sofer or something, or Baal Shem Tov. But the Fi Erko. Ki Ha'inyonim Eilu, Nitnu L'Kol Yehudi. This was given for every Jew, Dveikus. Kizu Tachlis Oda. Because this is the Tachlis of our lives. Lovel de Hasagis Elokus. To reach Hasagis Elokus. And that's what Hashem wants. That's the mitzvah, and that's what Hashem wants. Lachen, therefore, the Paul Mamish. So it's interesting that Davka by Chanukah, when we're on such a low madrega, and it's not Midaraisa, and it's in the dark, and it's in the winter, and it's we were all messed up, and everything was tame, and we weren't holding like we were by Yitzhak and Shaim, and all this other stuff. Davka there, we have not only Neri Shabesai, Mahadrin, Minimahadrin. Such madregas of Mahadrin. Every person lights, every night of Hanukkah, another candle. It's interesting. Davka, the last yontiv, and in our lowest state of Hestapanim, our lowest state of Avodas Hashem, further away from Hashem than we ever were, Davka there, we do the mitzvah of Hanukkah in a way of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Deluxe. Why is that? Why Davka by Chanukah is there such a thing that it's Mahadrin mina Mahadrin? To do the mitzvah in the nicest, most beautiful, most expensive way that a person's done. Such a menorah and such oil, and every night another candle. It could be, I'd say, one candle in the house and finished. And kol hashvam, okay, you could use the cheapest oils. Or can use whatever it is. That's nice. It could be anything. It can have anything. There's some that if it's disgusting stuff. But if you look in the sugya, even the ones that are possible for Shabbos, you could use on Chanukah. Mikadin, but by Chanukah, the Chacham or Megala, no. Mahadra mina Mahadra. The nicest, the most beautiful, the most expensive. Why is that? It's an interesting thing. Which you don't see, not by Shabbos, not by Pesach, not by Sukkot. Of course, there's always a mitzvah, here the mitzvah. But is that kind of value? But you don't see Arkadei Kach, by Chanukah, such a thing? Because The nature of a person is that you think that you're nothing. Bechanuk, you think you're worthless. It's the winter, it's dark, you're empty, you're vani, you're a Hellenist, you're a gornish met gornish. And Davka over there, the Baruch Shalom says, Mahadrin mina mahadrin. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. The highest type. The best menorah. The most beautiful oil. Chanukah. The Or of Chanukah, which is the Or Agonis. Davka there, there's the Inyan of Hoyt, of a Jew, of what a Jew really is. And to stop with this Inyan that I'm not, who am I, and I'm not worthy, and all of that stuff. And that was revealed to us, Davka, when we felt least worthy. We felt we were at the lowest place. Lachen b'pol mamish, kol yudi yimashi, yishtalo v'yisyagei abezeh. Therefore, the Metzius is that every Jew, regardless of who he is, im yishtalo v'yisyagei abezeh, if a person is ready to try, and to put in some effort, v'vada yiske. There's not even a question. V'vadai, he will certainly be zaycha, b'rachma v'yisbaruch, because of Hashem's love, and Hashem wants this, litom me'or noam ha'elyon, to taste this taste of elokus, of a feeling of elokus, of godliness. Doesn't mean the Baal Shem Tov, to be the Baal Shem Tov, but to have a tam of the noam ha'elyon, of this or of this light of Chanukah, of the noam ha'elyon. So after you light the menorah, don't walk away and say, "No, I know, I heard that it's a big thing to sit by the menorah and to look at the candles and to be there to stay for a while and to try." It's not. I know that I heard that, but that's the guy next to me in shul. That's not me, because I'm not in such a place, and the candles don't want me sitting over here. I'm happy that they're burning, and then I did the mitzvah, but I don't want to. I'm not a person that could sit over here. It says in this book, or I heard in that speech, whatever, it's not for me. It's not true. Lita mi or noam ha'elyon, u'dveikus b'lekim chai. To taste this sweetness of dveikus b'lekim chai, of attachment to the living God. Ki kol Yehudi yesh lo hargeshim amitim. Every Jew is capable of these true emotions. Because every Jew has this elokus, this pure oil inside, every single Jew. Because Hashem dwells within every Jew. And the Torah says specifically, even in a Jew who is tameh, even in a Jew who is impure, just like in the Beis HaMikdash at Chanukah, that the place was all impure and defiled, and they found that pure oil. It's there. Kuf chav chen and out. Vav shebavai, this is a mishtam l'kolachar. Obviously, they're different. Everybody's different. Lefi kedushasa. Each person according to his kedusha, kaychus, whatever. Ukechol shemeskad, this yagish yoysus, and the more a person purifies himself, the more he'll feel it. Obviously, the more a person works on this, and tries to clean things up in his life and to be on the right track. But every single Jew is, each one of us has a bismillah, each one of us is mal, and each one of us has this innate kedusha, kedushas Yisrael, and each one of us therefore can on some level is able to experience this mesikus, this sweetness of this light of dveikus. Perek Beis. So how do we get there? That's what Perek Beis is about. Derech kinyan hadveikus. Vata oylem he'aleha she'ela hagedola. And now, of course, the question is, the big question is, eich zoichem hadveikus? How is one zoichev at Veikus? How do we get to that? Ech liskos lehisragil lahargish es metzius Hashem's baruch. How could I possibly become accustomed to such a thing, to actually feel Hashem's presence in my life. Ve'ech la'ir es ha'leif, and how can I awaken the heart? La'hargish bo'or ha'eloki, to feel this light of Elokus, of godliness. Ulis charbe bi'ahava la'Hashem es baruch, and to connect Hashem with ahava, with love. Ve'lirtsoy es kirvoso, and to want to be close to Him. So this Perek Beis should be Perek Aleph in our lives. And Perek Aleph in what we teach our children when they're little, even when they're little. What we talk to them about, what they're taught in school. This should be Perek Aleph. This is the plan. This is the tachlis. Any time that a person starts something, you need to understand, the person needs to understand, where does he want to get to? What's the tachlis? Why am I doing this? Where do I want this to go? You don't have you can imagine a person doesn't go to start building something without knowing what the tachlis is. Or anything in life. Even when you're playing a game. The first thing you ask when there's a game is, what's the point? You know, what am I trying to, what is this game? What's the goal of this game? So you have to say to the person, listen, you got to take this ball and you got to get it into the basket. That's the tachlis. And the more times you do that, then you beat the other team. You have to know what's the tachlis of all this. So this is the tachlis. So there needs to be a plan. How am I supposed to get to the tachlis? That's the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit. What's the plan? Where am I going? Why am I doing these things? What's the point of davening? What's the point of missions? What's the point of learning? I don't recall in my journey, I don't recall in school being told such things. I don't recall anybody ever explaining what the goal was of all of that. I mean, personally, maybe others had different experiences and had some very wonderful, nice people, and some horrible, terrible people, but I don't recall any of them, the better ones or the worst ones, ever telling us the tachlis is all of this. Just do it. What's the tachlis? I'm not talking here about tamei hamitzvos. That's the cowardly way out of all of this. To find the latest book that says some beautiful reasons why you bench lulav. Not talking about that. What does the lulav represent? What does the shofar symbolize? What does Shabbos symbolize? I'm not talking about that. That's all nice stuff, but that's not what we're talking about now. And you all know that the big tzaddikim, the Bichlal, did not go for any of those diburim of what these things symbolize. To all the tzaddikim, they did speak such a way. The Maral was fire. The whole thing of Tamei Mitzvahs. Not that there aren't deep and beautiful messages in every mitzvah, but you shouldn't think that that's the tachlis of the mitzvah. The essay that this rabbi wrote in 2021, and then the Baruch Shalom says in Shemayim, that's why I gave, I didn't know. That's why I told you to sit in the sukkah. Because the sukkah represents the insularity of the Jewish people against the winds of stuff. The Baruch Shalom says, I never thought of that. I don't know what you're talking about. Give me a break. This stuff. Well, the Baruch Shalom says, okay, it's a nice idea, but it's tachlis. What's the tachlis? And it's amazing how many drushes there could be, how many speeches there could be about Yiddishkeit that have nothing to do with the tachlis. Or that never even clearly state the tachlis. You could be in a shul. Somebody told us to me once that he lived in a certain place, and he went to the shul, he said, for 40 years, and no one ever there spoke about having a relationship with God. At all. It was about how to avoid Palestinians, how to vote for this candidate, how to identify, how to give charity, how to be good, all kinds of stuff, Jewish things. But what's the plan? What's the reason? What's the tachlis? The big tachlis. What's the big tachlis for all of this? Try asking at the table tonight if you're zeichet to have little children, or there's some young fathers here. You could try it even if you're an older father and you have the schus to have an older kid and ask, you know, just stop in the middle of the meal, right after the soup or something, and stop and say, all right, chaver, why do we do all this stuff? And you know what? Why do we do this? Oh, is that this Shabbos is Dvar Torah? Go ahead, finish it up. No. I'm not giving you. I didn't say it says in the parasha. Did you hear me say that? I didn't say it says in the parasha, because that's the second a kid hears those words, it's right.
Lights out.
Just the
lights out.
Yeah, that's it. Finish. It says in the parasha. Never begin anything like that with those words, because then it's like the. Says in the parasha. So the kid says, okay, you know, what do you want to say? You want to tie this into to Yosef and to the story of Yosef? What are you leading up to? No, I'm not nothing. I don't talk about Yosef at all. So Chanukah, no, I don't want to talk about Chanukah. I'm not talking about Yosef, I'm not talking about Chanukah. I don't even know. I don't remember what the name of the parasha is. I don't want to talk about any of that stuff. I'm just asking, why are we doing all this stuff? What's the tachlis? What's the point of all of this? Can you imagine if that would be, they make Shabbos for this, Shabbos for that. School, for every school now, it would be a nationwide effort. That every school today, every yeshiva, every place there is where they're learning Torah, the rabbi, the teacher, the mother, the rabbi will come in and ask the question. Today we're talking, I'm asking you this question, what's the tachlis? And every single kid is going to say, oh, this is a parasha, this is coming to the parasha, because it's Erev Shabbos. Here we go. Let's just get straight to Rashi or whatever it is. No. It's a nationwide effort to ask what's the tachlis. What's the point of all of this? Why do we do all of this? That's why it's such a great thing to have people who are not religious, our brothers and sisters who are not religious, to spend time to go over to you for Shabbos, because they're innocent enough and they haven't been jaded. And they will often ask questions like that. And it makes the host very uncomfortable. Because the host Googled some parasha thing that he thought that sounded like it was inspirational, right? He found something that sounded inspirational. And he wants to say this whole fancy thing about Yosef and his brothers, when it symbolizes the struggle of Yosef and his brothers, symbolizes the struggle between... And he's got some guy, some Baal Tshuva over, or someone that's not religious and who's not really interested in that, and just wants to know, like, why do you guys keep Shabbos? Like, what's this all about? So you start up with this Baal Tshuva and say, well, Shabbos symbolized, and same thing. It says in the parasha. What's the tachlis? Madua. Why? Why do you live like this? Why do you deprive yourself of making another $3,842 on Shabbos that, like you made yesterday? Why are you depriving yourself of that? Why are you not going to the parade? Why are you not going to the ball game? Why are you not going to the beach? Why are you spending half the money that you make to send your kids to some school to perpetuate this confusion? What's the tachlis? You could ask that in any Jewish classroom, any Jewish home, even with the smartest people and people who have learned in yeshiva their whole lives. No, what are you doing this? What's the reason for this? What's the reason? And it would be interesting if the responses would all be gathered together and sent into main headquarters somewhere, and to find out, to hear what are the responses to this question? The question of all questions. What are the responses?
In the main headquarters, we send you all the answers by Monday.
Yeah. What are the responses to this question? This is the biggest question. We're doing this every day of our lives. This is how we live. So you stop the guy who's running out of shul 10 minutes early? Not because somebody, God forbid, is sick or there's some emergency, just because he's got to get out. And you stop and you ask him, if you don't mind me asking, so this non-religious person very innocently, or Baal Tshuva very innocently asks him, why are you running out of the synagogue? So if he's not honest, he'll say, because whatever, I have a big, very big, big client, or you know, my mother needs me, something, but stop if he's honest. And the guy says, why are you running out of the synagogue? So if the guy says, honestly, I'll tell you the truth, it's too much. I was already there for 25 minutes. So then the non-religious Jew asks him, but didn't you go there to pray? See, then the guy will say, yeah, I went there to pray, but you know, like 20 minutes is okay, you know. It's like too much prayer, it's hard for me. You get into a conversation with somebody who doesn't take for granted all of our inconsistencies and of our strange ways of behaving with our religion, and he asks you simple, pure questions, so then you can't squirm out of them so easily, unless you're a dishonest person. But if you're an honest person, the best thing in the world is that the Baal Tshuva reminds you to ask yourself the question, why do I do all of this? Why am I doing this? Because my parents did it. Your parents didn't have a microwave. And you have a microwave. Your parents never had COVID and you have COVID. What do you mean? Because your parents. Why do you live this way? You have to start thinking. What's the tachlis? I mean, if you're an honest person, if you stop playing games and you just write off and say, don't make me crazy. Why do I do it? It's what you're supposed to do. Whatever. Why do you do it? Do you recognize that there are certain inconsistencies? If you're a God-fearing Jew and you say in your prayers, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and whatever they say in English, you love God. So why do you want to leave the synagogue so quickly? Why do you come so late? Why? And during the 20 minutes you were there, you spent half the time talking. So how does that fit with, and you shall love the Lord your God? And aren't you Orthodox? I thought you were Orthodox. These are big questions. What's the tachlis? Imagine a nationwide day, a worldwide campaign to ask the question of all questions. Why? Every shul, every yeshiva, every cheder, chsidish, svadish, litvish, lubavitch, you name it. Every single, the question of all questions. This is the question. Hashela hagedola, eich zorchen mitvekes. That's the question of all questions. How is one supposed to have a connection to God? That's the question of all questions. That's the tachlis of all tachlis. I'll continue next time.